are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, this is cool. This is cool. There's a stolen laptop. Someone steals a laptop. It takes a picture by itself of the thief, sends it to a security website, and thief gets arrested. Do laptops have cameras? I mean, my laptop, I hope it doesn't have a camera, because, you know, sometimes I'm sitting there in my pajamas. They say, police in Michigan say a stolen laptop took a picture of a thief and sent it to a security website. The computer's owner, Logan Chatty, installed Orbicule security software. I'm not doing a commercial for them, but I'm just reading this. Before a weekend break-in at his home in Ann Arbor. Chad told AnnArbor.com on Monday that the program captured the thief using Facebook and talking with another person about how he was going to sell the stolen laptop. Chatty sent the information to police, who arrested a 19-year-old man. Police say officers knew the suspect from an earlier encounter. How does it take a picture? That's pretty... I know your iPad can take a picture, can it? I don't know. I'm not very good with tech stuff, computer stuff. I'm not good. I still don't know everything my iPhone could do. You want to know what my favorite app is on my iPhone? No, it's not the BMI. I use the BMI app for my patients all the time, but that's not my favorite. That's kind of boring. Why would that be my favorite? I have a flashlight on my many of you already probably know that. It's a I think it's just called flashlight. Yeah, it's just called flashlight, and it's free. That's probably why I like it so much, because it's free. And so you hit it, and then there's a little dial, and this light comes out really bright near the camera part of it. And so now when my kids say they have a sore throat, I don't have to find my otoscope. I just take my phone, and I flash it in their throat. Very difficult to look in their ears. I need an otoscope to look in their ears. But I stick my iPhone halfway down their throat, and I can now see. So I have to say the flashlight app is pretty good. And then I play solitaire when my fiber kicks in. So that's what we do. All right. So pretty interesting stuff. I think it's cool. Any way to catch a thief, I'm happy with. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Looks like brushing your teeth too soon after meals can seriously damage them. I know many of you don't brush your teeth until you have to. But we'll talk about how my guess is, a lot of the acidity. Remember we talked about drinking caffeinated drinks and a lot of the sports drinks? And then if you brush your teeth right afterwards, you can wear off more of the enamel than the drink itself is doing. So a lot of times we say, wait 20, 30 minutes. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, it looks like there is a prostate cancer drug that was so effective. This sucker worked so well. I mean, we're talking really, really well, that they just stopped the trial so they could give the other people who weren't taking it the medicine. I mean, that's pretty cool. So we will talk about that. And then I guess a little bit more superbug news. This is a shocker. In L.A. County, they decided to, the health district decided to, you know, look at Skid Row, and they actually found multiple health code violations. I know. I thought Skid Row was pristine. But they're talking about piles of human waste. So we need to talk about that and why you may not want to go there for your next vacation. And then I guess women's salaries appear to plateau at age 39, while men don't plateau till their late 40s. So we'll talk about that. Oh, I hope my salary doesn't plateau. I got to tell you, when I was 39, that's when the recession really hit. That was sad. Very sad. I was borrowing money from my kids. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, a lot of political type stuff going on, but this is kind of interesting. I guess the Texas Republican Senate candidates are going to debate each other in Espanol. Tea Partier Ted Cruz challenged Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst to 5 public debates, so Dewhurst suggested at least one of them be held in Spanish. Now, Cruz, a second-generation Cuban-American, agreed, but told Univision, it welcome. But he said, I would welcome a debate with Dewhurst in any form, but I think we would have a better debate if we did the debate in English. You know, it was interesting. When I was asked to run for mayor, I know, that would have been cool. Mayor of Las Vegas, that would have been really cool. But I didn't want to, in case, well, there was a variety of reasons why I decided not to run for mayor. Number one is I couldn't do my radio show. And I love that. Number two is there was a law that was written where you couldn't also do your medical practice. I mean, running, being mayor of Las Vegas is a full-time job. And then number three is I really like the wife of our former mayor, Mayor Oscar Goodman. And so I called him up saying, look, you know, if she's going to run, there's no sense I would run because I want to vote for her. I love her. Yeah. And he's like, well, she doesn't know yet. So, you know, if she doesn't, I'll let you know because I think you should run. And one of the things I was prepared to do is when we debated and they, I guess the moderators bring up, you know, what do you think should be done, you know, for the Latino population and, you know, the underserved part of the Latino population, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to answer in Spanish. I was going to hold that part of the debate in Spanish. Why not? Right? You know, because if many of my listeners that were underserved were listening or watching, and, you know, why not? And I thought it would be a very, very effective political tool to use Spanish. And, you know, because many people that do know a second language, they do take the time to learn a lot of the you pick up a lot of the culture. You pick up a great affinity towards that population because, again, you're among them. I mean, there were days where all I did was work with Latinos when I was a doctor in UCLA. And so you really get to, you know, It was probably one of the best experiences I had. But I thought absolutely that'd be extremely effective to speak in Spanish. You know, unfortunately, I don't think I would have been as fluent as I would have wanted to be, but I still think that would have been pretty effective. So it's interesting to see if they do that and what happens there. But why not? All right, 1-877. Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to cover these stories. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2850. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6923, $8.3462 for a half ounce, or $4.1731 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6923, $8.3462, and $4.1731.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I still am trying to get my voice back. I gotta tell you, I've had this cold for 3 weeks. I need a good doctor. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? I have a quick question. My brother is about a one-year-old, and, I'm always into alternative medicine and stuff, and he's actually looking at FDA guidelines for infants, and says the FDA advised against fluoridated water. And, his wife was actually buying some Nestle. They actually put in the bottled water fluoride added to it. I want to see your thoughts. Do you think it's a good idea for her? Should she purchase a fluoride filter now in our municipal supply? Would you advise me to get in a filter? The FDA says,
Right. Okay, Chris, thank you. No, good question. The only thing is your the quality of the call isn't coming in so good, so we're going to let you go, but I'm going to answer your question, so please stay listening. Here's the thing. With infants, and we just talked about this last week, somebody called, and we spent a good amount of time talking about fluoridation, et cetera. Any baby under 6 months shouldn't even be getting the fluoride. We don't even touch it. When the baby is under 6 months. After they're 6 months, they think about maybe 0.25 milligrams. They've been playing with them. We used to, when I was in training, give Polyvifluor, which had fluoride in it. So we would be giving infants vitamins that had the fluoride, so we didn't have the issue of purchasing water that had the fluoride in it. And I know what they're trying to do. Many people are afraid of drinking tap water, and since the tap water has the fluoride, somebody has decided to market a product where you probably have the more distilled water that you're more comfortable drinking that has a fluoride in it. You know, the whole reason we're doing the fluoride, and this is a very difficult question for me to answer, which is what I was discussing last week with this, is, you know, because I'm a family doc, and I am so for good dental health. And when these kids rot their teeth, and when you and the dentist, and I love working with pediatric dentists in town. I work with Dr. Josh and Michael Sachs at a children's dentist, and I learned so much from them. You know, when you see these kids that by 2 years old have a mouthful of rotted teeth, you know, you want to prevent it. But then on the flip side, like we discussed last week, I mean, you know, how much do you want to give the kid? Are you worried about fluorosis or fluoride intoxication? I have to say, I have never seen a child, all right, in fluorosis. Thank God. You know, and I've seen kids take the Poly-Vi fluor. I've seen kids drink the tap water, eat toothpaste. And usually signs of that would be the teeth could be mottled. Sometimes you get these weird white spots in the mouth. Sometimes the teeth could turn brown. And I got to admit, I've never seen it. I've never seen it, you know, because I was always a little wary of the fluoride issue because I was in practice with a homeopath. I mean, he was an MD who, got his family practice board certification, but he did not like the fluoride supplementation. And so he would see a lot of the alternative patients, the patients that wanted to do more alternative medicine, and then I was seeing the mainstream because I was more of the ER background, urgent care, and I'm like, I'll just see everybody, no big deal, and whoever doesn't want to vaccinate, et cetera, could see him. So I'll do the mainstream, and he does the opposite or the other. And I have to admit, I never saw the group who didn't fluoridate have the cavities, and my group who took fluoride, I didn't see any fluorosis with that. So, but what we do see is, you know, children whose teeth rot. Now, I got to tell you what I've seen, okay? What I've seen is kids who don't like milk, all right? And I doubt a dentist is going to agree with me on this, but the one thing I have seen time and time again is kids that don't like milk have more of a risk for cavities and breaking bones. Whenever I have a kid who fell and broke a bone, one of the first things I would ask is, are you a milk drinker? And mom would say, no, he hates milk. He can't stand milk. I mean, I can't stand milk either. I mean, unless with chocolate milk. But I find it very interesting that 90% of my pediatric patients who have broken a leg or an arm, and we're talking, yeah, it's enough trauma to break an arm, but then I have other groups of patients and kids that don't break an arm, you know, you would think they would have broken something, you know, falling off the trampoline, et cetera, nothing. And I'm noticing a milk issue, whether it's the calcium, I don't know. And it's not even a breast milk issue. We're just talking about drinking, you know, when you're 2-3 years old, whole milk. That I found. Even with teeth issues. And so when I have a child who's had many, you know, rotted teeth, most of the times the mom's like, no, he never really liked milk. So we gave him juice. So maybe that's the correlation. So, you know, right now I don't have a problem with fluoride supplementation. I do get a little creeped out by government sticking stuff in our water. I do. You know, personally with my children, we gave them a little bit of the tap water. We used mostly bottled water, and they were on vitamins for some time. Have they ever had a cavity? No. But also, you know, good dental health. And like I said, they have great, we have great dentists we work with. We work with Dr. Josh and Dr. Michael Sachs. So, at the children's dentist. So I feel very blessed and fortunate, but you do have a lot of people out there that can't get dental care. And so moms are like, well, what do we do? And by the way, I brought this up last week. We usually don't give kids toothpaste to play with on their toothbrush because a lot of them will suck. I used to suck on my toothbrush, the fluoridated toothpaste, until they're probably closer to 2. Usually we have mom and dad kind of clean the teeth and then, you know, wash it off and rinse it out. But to avoid extra fluoride ingestion, we try to avoid the swallowing of toothpaste with kids. Because, you know, kids do weird things. All right, great topic. And very good, because now we are moving on to brushing your teeth within 20 minutes. Adults can corrode your teeth. They say many people brush more than the recommended number of times per day, especially after a rich meal. But dentists are warning that the extra brushing could do more harm than good. Now, we talked about enamel drinks, we're talking about acidic drinks and caffeine drinks and sports drinks a couple weeks ago, and how that could erode the enamel. But they say brushing at the wrong time, particularly within 20 minutes of finishing a meal, can drive the acid deeper into your teeth, corroding them far faster, they said, than they would have rotted by themselves. So I guess what they think is happening is the brush is pushing the acid deeper into the enamel and the dentin. And they say that the teeth will corrode faster if they are brushed in the half hour after an acidic soft drink. Now, remember, what helps neutralize your saliva? So we kind of let the saliva do what it has to do, okay? And they say after intraoral periods of stop the giggles. We're talking about teeth, people. After intraoral periods of 30 and 60 minutes, they say wear was not significantly higher than in unbrushed controls. Well, that must have been an exciting study. Okay, some of you brush your teeth, some of you don't. So anyway, I brush my teeth. I tell you what I do. And what I do. What does Dr. Dahlia do with their teeth? I know, sometimes they're yellow. I mean, I brush my teeth in the morning. I brush my teeth at night. I floss a lot during the day because I just have, my teeth, I've never had to wear braces. And my teeth are pretty aligned, but they got these grooves, and I always have food in my teeth, always. And I take a lot of pictures, and I just don't want to have a chive in my tooth. So I dental floss. What I would suggest, though, is many of you water pick. I mean, if you really want to clean things out, water picking is great, very effective, and you should be doing that anyway, water picking. So maybe have like a water pick at work so you can at least water pick throughout the day. And but remember, you know, your saliva has a job to do. Let your saliva do what it needs to do. Excuse me. All right. Speaking of things that we need to do, it looks like if you live in New Jersey, you need to buckle up your puppy dogs or face a $1,000 fine. Drivers in New Jersey are going to be fined hundreds of dollars for each and every doggie in the window, thanks to a new distracted driving law. Ugh. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. My cat will stick his head out the window. I have a cat that I could drive around like a dog. The cat is like a dog. Honestly, I could bring that cat anywhere with me. He never misses a potty box. He finds an area to sleep in, and he loves to drive. Anyway, the Motor Vehicle Commission announced last week that anyone improperly transporting an animal, be a cat, bird, or iguana, will face fines from $250 to $1,000. Officials say that warmer weather brings more recklessness on the road, and they want to make sure that in New Jersey, the furry friends are protected. I mean, it's true. I've always been nervous. If something happens, you know, if something happens. Now, there are some pretty big cages. You could put the, I know, I hate cages. I hate that. But, I mean, we restrain our kids. We restrain grandma. We might as well, restrain the dogs. Now, many people don't, drive around with the cat. But I got to tell you, I mean, my cat loves to, he won't go on the dash, but he loves to stick his head out the window. It's absolutely crazy. All right. So, all right. Distracted drivers. Those of you listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't be distracted. 10 and 2. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations.
If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Kyle, his work on the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. All right. What do we got here? So LA County finds health code violations in Skid Row. I know this is a big shocker. Apparently, it is the nation's densest population of homeless people. And they found that the streets are infested with rats, human excrement, and used hypodermic needles. This is reported by the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. They said an extensive agency inspection of the downtown district found at least 90 rats' nests, mostly around street planters, people living in about 60 tents on sidewalks. Some with, are we sure we're not talking about the Occupy protests, right? 90 piles of human waste. This sounds exactly like some of the parks right after the Occupy protests. Anyway, 90 piles of human waste, 60 tents on sidewalks. The inspection last month focused on 8 blocks of the 10-block district. On one block alone, close to 30 piles of excrement were noted. That's why, I when people were upset that the police were trying to break up the Occupy protests last year, you know, I wasn't upset. I know there's public health hazards. What they found right here in Skid Row, right, in L.A. County, is the exact type of stuff they saw during the Occupy protests. You had tents, you had people in very close, enclosed spaces, excrement all over the place, drug paraphernalia. That is a harboring, that harbors infection and superbugs and just, I mean, horrible things. Somebody with tuberculosis could just, well, remember, there was a tuberculosis scare. There was. That's what happens with these, you know, with people living in a very dense area. And, you know, when people were saying that in New York, you could actually smell, was it Zuccotti Park? You could smell the, you know, that's not healthy. You know, I mean, it's one thing to protest and display your freedom of speech and, you know, thank God our country allows that and thank God for our troops that help protect our freedom, allowing us to do that. But when you decide to live and set up shop in the middle of a city and start causing public health risks, yeah, that's a problem. All right, there are many ways to do freedom of speech without leaving piles of excrement. Now, in this particular case, this wasn't, of course, a political protest. These are people who are homeless that don't have anywhere to go to the bathroom. They don't have anywhere to eat, and they are living where the rats are living. It's horrible. The department ordered the city to clean up the area by this week and will start making routine inspections roughly every week to ensure hygiene is maintained. Obviously, there are clear health risks. Some 800 people sleep in Skid Row sidewalks nightly. Is this the Skid Row that Terminator actor was hanging out at? Remember the Terminator actor had been disappeared for close to a week? And the ex-wife said he goes to Skid Row a lot? Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, I think he's in rehab now. Nick Stahl, is it? Yeah. Anyway, they say 800 people bed down on Skid Row sidewalks nightly and 3,000 others cram into its shelters and special housing. During the day, they team into the streets. Many have mental illness or substance abuse. They found 13 hypodermic needles strewn on the ground and disposable rubber gloves tucked under tree roots. They also found people were disposing human waste, vomit, feces, and buckets of urine in storm drains. The crowded, unsanitary conditions make the area high risk for communicable disease. 4 cases of meningitis cropped up in March 2011. And outbreaks of staph were reported back in 2005. All right, so good. And they say the report recommended that the city install more trash cans and public toilets, provide soap, water, and hand basins, and step up waste collection. I think that's a good idea. Just it'd be nice to get them off the street, period. Right? You know, get them into some sort of a rehab, get them into some sort of a shelter. Try to even volunteer work. You know, I never understood that. Why can't people, you know, that are given shelter and food, et cetera, turn around and do some sort of volunteer work? There's you know, lots of activity. Because, you know what, when you keep somebody working, you may not be able to, you know, get them a job right away. But having people do something, have a goal, something, it just, you know, it's frustrating. I know people are like, oh, I don't want freebies. Why are we giving everybody freebies? You know, well, because it does pose a risk to us, too. All right? It does. I mean, that was one argument that many of the liberals were making, and I have to give it to them. You know, they said, look, you know, you have all these uninsured people. That could pose as a health risk. We need to get, you know, give everybody health insurance. I mean, as a doctor, and I know, you know, many people are going to be mad at me, and I'm not saying I'm for Obamacare by any means, so I don't want to start getting nasty emails, but, I mean, it is true. You know, when you have people who are unhealthy, like, for example, remember that gentleman that had to be arrested in L.A. because he wouldn't take his tuberculosis medicine? And he wouldn't, I guess the counselor was supposed to check on him during the week, and then he was supposed to, on the weekend, take the medicine himself, and he was no-showing and not taking his medication. That puts us at risk. People not taking medication and taking care of themselves give us disease. You know, like the staph, the meningitis, even, you know, people that don't take care of their gonorrhea or chlamydia. Then they turn around and have sex with somebody and give it to them. People with hepatitis. You know, if someone on Skid Row is a drug user, right, hypodermic needle, he has hepatitis or AIDS, HIV, and he shares needles. Because, I mean, obviously, they aren't, you know, able to purchase multiple sterile needles. And I am pretty certain they're not swabbing with a little alcohol pad, right, if they're living on Skid Row. They're using the needle, they're shooting up, and they're handing the needle to their buddy. well, that spreads hepatitis and spreads HIV. So absolutely, I am for the idea of getting everybody covered. Now, the way, of course, you know, it was done, I completely disagree with. But I'm sorry if I disappoint, you know, some of you by saying that. I from a medical standpoint, I mean, when I did ER, I wouldn't turn anybody away. I mean, whoever was in front of me, I was going to take care of. I can't, as a doctor, pick and choose who gets medical care and who doesn't. I mean, if you live here and you're an American citizen, I think you do deserve some access to health care. I do. If you're not a citizen, if you're not here legally, then we stabilize and ship. I'll stabilize you. I'll make sure you're healthy enough for the trip. But then you go back home to your country. And then they do the chronic dialysis and you know, diabetes care and et cetera. All right? I mean, I'm not going to turn anybody down, but, you know, there's only so much we could do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, good news in the prostate cancer fight. Apparently, a new drug was so effective in the trial that researchers stopped the trial early so that all the patients could receive the life-extending medication. This was a UCSF, University of California, San Francisco-led study. The hormone treatment, Johnson & Johnson's Zytiga, when added to a standard steroid therapy, doubled the time it takes for the disease to progress, so the disease moved slower than patients treated with the standard therapy alone. So you had people with normal therapy, the run-of-the-mill therapy, and then you had people given this new therapy. And the people with new therapy, it was really slowing down their cancer. The U.S. FDA last year approved Zytiga, also known as abiraterone, I never pronounce these things right, for use in men whose prostate cancer has spread to other parts of their body and had already been treated with chemotherapy. But Dr. Dahlia, the government says treating prostate cancer is a waste of time. You should watch and wait and not run the PSA at all. I know that's what the government says. To heck with that. Hang that. Right? They said the trial focused on patients whose cancer had metastasized, may have been treated with other hormone therapies, but had not yet gone through chemo. They say the FDA looks very favorable upon the data. It could really change standard of care. I remember prostate cancer is the second most common form of cancer in men. Number one is still lung cancer. Number one, even though many people have been quitting smoking, and God bless you guys for doing it, lung cancer is still number one. Prostate cancer number two, just like with women. Lung cancer number one, then breast. Lung cancer is still the biggie. Absolutely. I guess 200,000 men in the United States are diagnosed with it. It is generally treatable, but the disease kills 30,000 men a year. 30,000 men. Government doesn't want us to run PSAs, guys. Get it done. All right, great news. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And remember, if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your city, contact your news talk station. Send them an email, give them a call. It'll make a difference. And Genesis Communications Network will bring my show to your city so you can listen to hopefully all the hours of the show. I know many of you can only pick up an hour here, an hour there. You know, the more Dr. Dahlia, the better. We save lives on this show. Yes, we do. Now, listen to this one. They say alcohol can trigger dangerous palpitations in patients who already have some cardiac vulnerabilities, all right? I know many of you go, my doctor said I had a healthy heart. I passed the stress test. No more problems. Now I get to drink. Got to be careful. A new study has established a stronger link between alcohol consumption and serious palpitations in patients with atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is probably one of the most common abnormal rhythms. We've talked about atrial fibrillation a lot on the show. Basically, the electricity, rather than giving off in a very rhythmic, predictable pattern, boom, boom, you know, the electricity goes through and then the heart beats. Your electricity starts to kind of be a little chaotic. The electrical pulse that starts. So then your heart isn't getting a very predictable beat, so it can't fill like a proper heart pump and then pump the blood out. So what ends up happening is rather than going ba-boom, ba-boom, it goes ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. So it doesn't, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Using a stethoscope, that's exactly what it sounds like. In fact, I'm putting the microphone up to my heart right now. See, and listen. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay, anyway. So while we're ba-booing, what happens is the heart doesn't fill up with enough blood. Obviously, because it's not relaxing enough to get that filling pressure. And what ends up happening is sometimes blood starts to settle on some of the valves because it's not going to be pumped out. And what does blood do when it settles? It coagulates. Then you're at risk for stroke. And young people get atrial fibrillation too. I mean, it's some serious stuff when you see this abnormal rhythm. Well, sometimes if you're, let's say, in control, and you're out of it, they say if you drink alcohol, that could throw you back in it or give you some pretty dangerous rhythms that you may not be able to convert. Now, the term holiday heart syndrome, we talked about this. The term was coined, I guess, back in the 70s. They said that we would see patients with atrial fibrillation after they would excessively drink during the holiday season. And I remember one of my shows I did Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And I was talking about how Christmas time is huge for heart attacks. Now, of course, you know, many of us think the reason why alcohol causes a heart attack is because it causes a spike in your blood pressure. But for it to actually mess with your rhythm, that's a pretty scary stuff. Now, UCSF, University of California, San Francisco researchers have reported that people with atrial fibrillation had almost a 4.5 times greater chance of having an episode if they were consuming alcohol compared to if they weren't. And remember, you don't want that. If your heart is, you know, doing that abnormal activity. Now, I've had people email me going, wait a second, right? My husband has atrial fibrillation. Why doesn't he die then? Right? If his heart can't beat a normal pump, then don't you die? Well, not always, because you're still getting some sort of action from it. But yes, you can go into heart failure. Absolutely. You know, and some people, they could. Sometimes the heart just weakens. I mean, it gets exhausted because your heart is sometimes beating close to 200 beats a minute. I mean, you can still live through an atrial fibrillation episode because your heart is still pumping some blood. It's just it's erratic. And many people with atrial fibrillation have trouble breathing. Many of them feel tired. They feel weak. Their heart ends up failing many times. So, but you can still live while having it. It's you don't want to be in atrial fibrillation if you don't have to, but people feel it. You know, I had a patient, you know, he sees his heart doctor regularly. The doctor has him on medication. The doctor has him on Coumadin, blood thinners. And, you know, I saw him for a physical last week and I'm like, you're in atrial fibrillation again. He's like, I know, I can feel it. And I'm like, you know, and there are certain steps that you could do. Sometimes they do cardiac ablation so that the electricity as it goes through the heart and shoots through the heart can hopefully take a more normal path. There's a variety of different things that they do. They have medications that can control the rhythm. You know, it's a treatable illness, but still something you don't want to get. You know, and these rapid heartbeats or these supraventricular tachycardias, which we've also talked about on the show, you know, you just aren't getting good heart action and you need your heart to function. So just keep in mind, you got to watch out for alcohol. Also, you know, Christmas time, I know we're going into summer, but holiday time especially is difficult for people that are cardiacly vulnerable because people forget to pack their medications. Or they don't want to go to the doctor, they can't get in to see the doctor, and so they try to make their medications last. I know many of my patients, they make it last. You know, they stretch it out. I'm like, what are you doing, stretching it out? You know, and so I force my patients to come in. I don't want to say force, but I'm like, look, before Christmas sneaks up on us, you know, early December, get your butt in here so I can make sure you have plenty of medicine for your trip. You know, and maybe some backup pills in case you lose it. I always tell people, when you travel with medications, try to take your medications on the plane with you in your carry-on case. All right, rather than leaving the pills in the back. Also, remember cargo areas. You know, the temperature, a lot of times it's not temperature controlled like it is in the cabin. So I would definitely recommend. And if you're the type of person that loses your carry-on, loses things, then split your prescriptions up into two bottles so that you have extra pills if you need it. You know, because it is. It's difficult around the holiday season to get a hold of your doctor who may be on holiday themselves. And then, I'm sounding like I'm from Britain, aren't I? Are you going on, where are you going on holiday? Where will you go on holiday today? Or next month? You know, so it's, not that that's how they sound, but, you know, if I were British, that's how I would probably sound. So that's important stuff. All right, here we go. Women's salaries plateau at age 39, as does their sex drive. While men enjoy raises for a decade or more, Payscale.com, an online compensation data company, polled 1.6 million people to find that women make less than men from their first jobs and continue to pull in lower salaries until they retire. Adding insult to injury, they say the margin between male and female workers only grows the more experience they have until women make nearly $30,000 less as their counterparts. They say women make a median salary of $31,000 at age 22 compared to $40,000 for men. And by the early 50s, they may pull in $60,000 when the men make $95,000. You got to find a sugar daddy. I mean, honestly, I've given up trying to make what the male counterparts do. I'm just going to, you know. So let's see, they're talking about common jobs for women are registered nurse, elementary school teacher, human resource administrator. Common jobs for men, software developer, project manager, construction, computer systems administrator. But you see, you know, job for job, I mean, are they comparing, you know, two people in the teaching industry, or are they comparing a teacher to a project manager construction? Because sometimes, you know, that would be paid more. Are they comparing a registered nurse to a male cardiologist? Because yes, the male cardiologist is going to make more than the registered nurse. If you have a male registered nurse and a female orthopedic surgeon, there's going to be a salary discrepancy there as well. All right. So what does it mean? I guess what it means is get a sex change. I mean, honestly, look where we are, people, with this recession. All right. I could use the extra $30,000 a year. So whop it off my ovaries and adding add a wee-wee ectomy. If that does a trick, I say why not? Honestly, you got to do what you can do. You have to do what you can do. All right, let me see what I could squeeze in here before we leave. We need to squeeze this in. Oh, this was crazy. Did you hear about this? This World War II veteran who was buried in a cardboard box in Florida. Apparently workers, when they were removing the headstone and working in the cemetery, had found that a World War II veteran who had died in 2004 had no loved ones to make funeral arrangements. This is at Florida National Cemetery. He was in a shallow grave with no casket in a cardboard box. That's not how you treat our veterans. Who did that? Don't go away. We'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.